Welcome to the Authors Line, interviews and insights with featured authors and writers.
Mike Malefsky here at Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska, and it's my great pleasure to have Roy Schwartz on the line, who's a co-author of a book, Smart Brevity. Where are you calling from today, Roy?
Oh, thanks, Mike, for having me. I'm actually in North Carolina today.
North Carolina, great place. I want to ask you one question to start off. As listeners go away from this 10-minute interview, what's the most important thing you'd like them to have?
I love that you started with that. The thing is that communication, well, maybe you skimmed the book.
I did indeed.
Communication has changed. Oh, good, good. Communication has changed forever, right? We're not going back. Like, attention spans are shrinking, and how we communicate has changed. And so you've got to adapt to the way things are, not the way you might want them to be. And so this book really helps you understand how to communicate in a new world where attention spans are short and you have to write in smart brevity. That's the name of the book.
Got it. Now, one of the most important features is a focus on the audience. What suggestions do you have for people to learn how to focus on the audience?
Well, one entire chapter is dedicated on how you should think about the audience, which is we recommend actually putting a picture up of the person that you're trying to reach. So if you are, let's say, a head of a church, or you're a teacher, or you're in a business and you write to a group of people, you actually use best to picture an individual, not just the group as a whole. If you picture an individual who's usually pretty well informed in that group, that's your target. And so when you write to that person, especially when you have that person in mind, you tend to write on a more personal and approachable basis. So we recommend to think about the audience in that way. The other thing is to respect the audience, respect their time. And so that means that you as the writer have to spend a little bit more time thinking about what you're writing, how you're writing it, and thinking about the audience in terms of what are they trying to get out of the message that you're sending. Most people are just pretty selfish. They get down and start typing and expect people to read every word. And the truth is people don't. They skim it. And so you've got to be respectful of your audience.
Got it. You've been working at this for a long time. What was the most difficult thing, the most difficult obstacle for you to switch into doing what you suggest is a good thing to do in smart brevity?
I think the most difficult thing is that you're in human nature, you just want to either get up and speak or sit down and type, and you expect that your audience will just follow along. This actually takes a lot of intentionality. You need to really think through what you're going to say, put it in a hierarchy, you know, to say what's most important at the top. Like, you opened the show. I love that. That should go at the top. And then the least important things at the bottom, so that if people don't finish your writing, whatever you've written, it's okay because they got the most important points at the top. So that's been hard because that takes a little bit of extra time and intentionality.
Great, great. Mike Malefsky here at Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska. And I'm speaking with Roy Schwartz, who's one of three people who've put together the book Smart Brevity. Roy, how did you find it working with two other people? And were you able to apply some of the concepts you have in the book to having a joint operation work clearly?
So we took this, like, everything you read from the book came from our media publications. So Axios.com is a news publication. We're also in 25 different cities. By next year, we'll be in 50 cities across the U.S. We cover national news. And so we have a very large audience. We have a lot of data on what they read and what they don't read. And so smart brevity is really just applying all of those lessons that we've learned. In terms of working with two other people, it's been great. The three of us have been working together for probably at this point 15 years. We also did Politico before we did Axios, so we know each other really well, know our strengths and our weaknesses, and we like to work together. We're good friends as well, so that's helpful.
Very, very good. I'm thinking that sometimes it's worthwhile having a considerable amount of information to review that might involve, the details of building a house or some other thing. How do you decide when to request more than just a brief statement, and how do you transition into utilizing more extensive information?
Yeah, so this concept is utilized by the government, by the CIA. It's utilized by a lot of our clients. So as an example, BP uses this for safety information on oil rigs, right? Which can
right.
be pretty deep and very important. But they start off with the most important points written in Smart Brevity, and then they have entire sections that they will go deeper where you get more detail. But you'd be surprised, like even in detailed information, you can set about and write it more briefly. I mean, let's think about an auto manual, right? When was the last time you opened one of those up? Like they're so dense, they're so complicated that nobody uses them.
Right.
And instead they include like a little guide, their Smart Brevity guide, and that's the one that everyone utilizes. They could have just written that version.
You're right. You're right. Definitely that. What comes next, Roy? You've done this book. You've mentioned Politico. You've mentioned Axios. I've gone to both of those sites. The book follows its format using what you suggest in Smart Brevity. What do you see next coming over the horizon that you would be doing with this concept?
Yeah, so we've launched a software company that helps people utilize this format in their business writing. So we have over 300 clients. We have everything from Delta Airlines to the mayor of Austin that utilize our software. It's called Axios HQ. And it helps companies write in Smart Brevity and do updates. So if you think about departments, marketing, sales, accounting, those departments are providing updates to their executives and their teams. And they don't really have a template to do that from. So we provide templates. We provide a Smart Brevity writing guide, and we even have artificial intelligence to score your writing and help you improve over time so that you can write more concisely and more effectively.
You've mentioned some fairly large organizations. Is there something similar that would apply to an individual?
Oh, I absolutely think so. The book was written for teachers, for heads of churches, for heads of smaller businesses. I think anyone can use this when you're emailing or communicating to a group of people, and most of us are doing that with one group or another on a pretty consistent basis. And so learning how to communicate effectively is really important.
Okay. I've asked a series of questions. Hopefully they've been direct and I've enjoyed your answers. Is there anything last you'd like to share with our listeners before we do finish?
Yeah, look, we did not write this for journalists. We wrote it for everyone. I think anyone who, when you're sitting in front of a keyboard and you're writing an email and you're wondering what's the best way to break through and get to your audience, this book is going to help you do that. It's got all of the knowledge from years at Politico and years at Axios put into it. So I hope you enjoy it. It's a quick read. It's like 90 minutes. So you can get from front to back very quickly.
That's been my experience. Very good. Well, thank you, Roy. Thank you to Roy and Jim and Mike and all the others who put this together. Stay well out there.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Author's Line on Big Cabbage Radio, broadcasting from Palmer, Alaska. You can find the podcast at radiofreepalmer.org. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.